How old is that
stuff? Would I be showing my hand if I told you? I think
17
years. Yeah, probably like 17 oh, years old. Might be in the archives here at KZSC. We played it on the radio here way back when too. So,
oh, cool.
Check it out. You can get all that stuff off our album, our full first album, also available at all your local retailers and online services. But yeah, Streetlight People, that's the album. It's a good one.
It's a good one, for sure. We've got a couple announcements. We'll get back to the music. KZSC thanks Growing Up Wild for supporting this program and Community Radio, a nonprofit program in Santa Cruz County. Growing Up Wild helps youth connect with nature, learn life skills, and build community across diversity by leading outdoor camping activities. Established in 2008, Growing Up Wild's Boys in the Woods summer camp provides boys ages 10 to 17 with 4 sessions of overnight camping. Each session runs Tuesday to Friday beginning July 5th. Base camp program includes a swimming pool, a day on the ropes course, wilderness survival skills, archery, a sweat lodge, and more. The camping trip is to the Arroyo Seco River and includes backpacking and Big Sur. Key activities on these trips include backcountry hiking, river swimming, fishing, and more. All counselors are bilingual in Spanish and English and are trained in wilderness first aid. For information regarding these camps and future events, Growing Up Wild can be reached at 831-768-7089 or at www.growingupwild.org.
How are you liking KZSC's new spring schedule? Check for time changes for your favorite shows and discover new favorites at the KZSC website, kzsc.org. Our spring program guide will be available there for download soon. We worked hard to craft just the right mix of musical flavors, news, and talk shows worthy of the name The Great 88. If you have any thoughts to share on our new schedule, call and leave a message anytime for our program review committee at 831-459-4726 or email prc@kzsc.org.
The 37th Annual Multicultural Festival at UC Santa Cruz showcases and celebrates the rich beauty of unique cultures through music, food, and performances. The university's diverse student body and all of Santa Cruz County are invited to take part in this year's festival themed Come As Many, Leave As One. The Multicultural Festival kicks off Saturday, May 21st from noon to 6 p.m. at the Oaks Lower Lawn. Admission is free. For more information on programming or the 17 student organizations involved in the event, call Catherine at 831-459-5645. We are with Coffee Zombie Collective.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I've got two questions for you.
Oh, boy.
One, you were mentioning that you have a lot of covers that you're kind of sitting on, but do any of you guys have, like, a dream cover?
Oh man, I'm still trying to get these guys behind "Careless Whisper" by Wham! UK. We were this close. We even had it all figured out, and then like the gig season happened like 3 years ago, and they fell on the floor. We never picked it up again. But I have the power ballad, like this whole laundry list of them, and I just want to do a whole like soft rock cover album, like when we could afford the orchestra playing all the stuff and really get the light show going.
I'm sure there's some Hall & Oates in there somewhere.
Yeah, that and Dead Skin Mask, right?
Yeah, we've been working on some Slayer occasionally, but it never comes together.
So those three.
Christy, do you have a cover you've always wanted to play and you just haven't told me about after all these years?
You know, anything by Dolly Parton would be okay with me.
Yeah.
My coat of many colors.
Talk you guys into the country songs.
Yeah, totally. It's too obvious.
I know.
Yep.
It's too obvious.
Yeah.
Sean always wanted to do a Beck song.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a good fit.
Primus.
Yeah, Primus. Yeah. Pecos will just be all slap and dap. Pretty straightforward bass lines. We could probably pull that together pretty quick. Yeah.
Get him a bass banjo for the Primus.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And what was your second question?
My second question was, how'd you get your name?
We had a kid, and we were just literally just like pounding coffee all the time and shambling around. And so I was just like, I posted something on Facebook. I was like, oh, Coffee Zombie. And someone was like, that'd be a good band name. I'm like, that's funny because we're kind of getting a band together right now. And it was a loose amalgamation of people that sort of got together and like, collected on up. And it became a collective of people. And we've stayed pretty. It's been a solid lineup for years and years. I sort of had originally envisioned it as something where we'd be swapping musicians out, and now we're gonna get the djembe player in for the gig. That was Pecos one practice, there's still a bit of we have some alternate guitar players and bass players, and but basically. People that can come in and play with us. Our kindergarten teacher came out and played rub board with us at the gate. It turned out we were playing her neighbor's house. We're like, I recognize that car. Like, knock on the door, she came over and played with us. So it's sort of like, an organic building of it. And Coffee Zombie was very literally what Christy and I were when I first started piecing all these songs together. So
helped convince me to join the band too, because our first was showing up pretty soon, and it was like, okay, they get it.
Yeah, you can do it, dude. Yeah.
Well, very cool. You guys want to... I just want to hear covers from you all day. My favorite cover band.
Rock and roll. This next one is actually... We were playing at the Crepe Place, and a guy came up to me afterwards, and he's like... You didn't play the song. He's like, I listen to you on Local Brew all the time, and that's why I'm out here, and you didn't play the song. So I don't recollect his name, but we had a conversation. Hopefully he's listening right now, and this one goes out to him.
What is it?
The song we all agreed on.